Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Jim McCann is back, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, that Jim McCann. 1-800-Flowers.com, Jim McCann, the guy that we were introducing you to, golly, probably at least 15 years ago, and when as he was getting his 1-800-Flowers.com off the ground and going public and all that, and teaching us some pretty darn good entrepreneurial stories. Well, we've missed him, and he's back. He's the author of a new book called Talk Is Not Cheap, The Art of Conversation Leadership, and he's our good friend, our old friend, Jim McCann. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's great to be with you. I can't wait for 14 more years to go by before you invite me back again.
And folks, he's teasing. That's not exactly what's happened. But we have missed you, though, Jim. It has been too long. I know you've been real busy. Congratulations on your company. I do remember when your company was successful already when you first joined us back then. But then you went public, and that was a new stage in your life. And then you brought your brother in, Chris McCann, to help you run the company. And it's been a great entrepreneurial story. And I'd like for you to talk to us about the conversations that you've had along the way that you feel like was a very important part of your leadership success.
Well, frankly, they're every day, Jim. It's like the conversations that you and I have had back over the years. If it's genuinely a conversation, you know, where there's interest and interesting things, we're going to learn from it every day. That's why folks love to listen to your show, because it's the conversations you have with them, it's the conversations you have with your guests that are going to deliver little lessons or pearls or interest or stimulate a thought or cause a different dialogue that happens in their life later on. So, frankly, it's conversations like I had with you back in the late 90s that gave me the idea that maybe going public would be a good idea, because we hadn't decided that yet. Right. When you and I first met. And it was conversations with people like you that helped me to form an opinion, to ask the right questions, and then for Chris and I to make the decision that it was a crazy time. You remember?
I do. We
went from having no competition to having 21 finance competitors.
Wow.
In the crazy dot-com boom era. And the reason we decided to go public was we weren't sure how long the fight was going to last, and we wanted to make sure we had enough powder to withstand that onslaught.
Right.
It was not our opinion that we didn't have a dream of going public. It wasn't a goal. It was just a tool, A, to survive, and B, to be able to bring more and more things to our customers over the years by having the capital resources. But that came from those conversations.
And I wanted that sometime, if not today, another time, I want you to come back and talk to us about that whole going public process. And because you did it once before, but I'd like to have it from the long view of 2014 now, to look back on it. But in the meantime, back to your conversation leadership perspective, it is interesting, isn't it, how we incubate our decisions, we incubate our perspectives, we incubate our thoughts inside of conversations that we have with different people, how from one person to the next, we grow an idea, we grow a decision, we gestated a little bit before we're ready to give birth to it.
You know, it's so interesting that you say that, Jim, because, I'm thinking of a circumstance, that's how we do things. My brother and I, mm-hmm. and frankly, I think it's a cultural part of 1-800-Flowers. So 2 years ago, I put up there in our cloud, our thought cloud, I said, you know, I think as a company we do a lot of really good charitable things. And we have different brands. So we have our chocolate brand, which is Fannie Mae, and mm-hmm. we have our bakery brand, which does cookies and brownies, which is Cheryl's. Each of those companies, 1-800-Baskets, which is out in Chicago, each of those brands do great things in their community, do lots of charitable things. the people that are attracted to our world tend to be nice and caring people. But I wasn't convinced that we were doing enough as a company from a charitable perspective where it really spoke to our essence as a company and our essence as a people. So, yes, we do a lot of things and we, you know, help out a lot of ways financially and with our time. But we weren't putting enough wood behind a single arrowhead to make a big enough difference. And I put that out there dozens of times in the conversation mm-hmm. with the leadership and the folks who work here at 1-800-Flowers. And so we call it wallowing. We were wallowing around that. We had a meeting and we're going to come to a conclusion, but it would come up. It would percolate conversations. And I tried to be like a pebble in a loafer. That, you know, it's there, and it, you know, it was annoying us that we didn't come to something. And finally, in one of the conversations that we were having with a group that we work with outside, guy called me up and said, you know, you helped us out some years ago on this charitable effort, and the world has changed. We really need some more help now. Could you do it again? And because we were all sensitized to what's the one thing we could really get behind, it's given birth to an idea that's going to be very, very big for us and our communities, and it's going to change how we go to market. It's going to change how we do our charitable efforts. And that comes from a long, sustained conversation.
So you'd already had the conversations. You might not have had the answers, but there was something percolating inside of all of you, and you were talking about a desire that you didn't exactly know how it should manifest, how you should apply that desire. And then but because you made yourself available, and I really think this is an important word for entrepreneurs, Jim, and that's the concept of making yourself available to the possibilities. Because you guys made yourself available to the possibilities, your eyes and your ears and your minds were open to an opportunity for you guys to get behind a single thing.
I think that's it, Jim. I think we made ourselves receptive. We identified it as an issue. We kept contributing, and people would lob, hey, I've been thinking about this, what if? And so we just kept pulling it together, and the lasso got a little tighter, and then finally when the idea came to us from outside that circle, we were receptive.
And folks, what Jim's talking about is a really, really smart way to solve problems in your company, to deal with issues, to take advantage of challenges. You know, to tell your team, folks, we got this issue. Let's all think about this, and let's come back in a week and see what you think. And then if we're still not quite ready, let's think about it another week. Let's keep working on this, and let's find a way to solve this. I think the conversation leadership model that Jim talks about in his book, Talk Is Not Cheap, is something that will help you. I encourage you to check out his new book. Jim McCann, founder and CEO of 1-800...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.